Okay, firstly, I want to thank Aaron for really being the inspiration behind this and being machazik, the whole union of this limud. Tzaddikim say that the or of the yontiv, of every yontiv, is nignas within the mesachta. So you can't compare a person who makes hachanas for a yontiv by learning the mesachta, by learning the halachas, to a person who doesn't. Even if a person spends a lot of time, let's say before sukkahs, being koina, very mohudit degasrug, and he goes to the shuk, and he spends a lot of money, and he feels like he's making a real investment. However, in a primistika eifen, the or which is nignas in the yantiv is nignas in the mesachta. So we could say that with this haschala, shloshimim kadam achaga, which Chazal say, sharlim v'dorshim, that is what Chazal say when they speak about hachanas for the yantiv, is the lima, the sharlim v'dorshim. So we already have a head start in making hachanas for Purim, that we should be saying it like Hudim Haisa Aira Zutaira Visimcha Vasasamikar. So Aaron said to speak to a psicha. So I thought it was funny that out of all the masachtas, as we make our way towards the end of the first parak, we find that the Tanaim and Amoraim, each one had their own signon, their own what the Gemara calls their own Pesach Pischa Lahu Parsha. How each Tana, each Amayra, that they entered into the Masechta with their own Divei Psicha. And each one chose a Pasuk, somewhere in Tanakh, an Inyan. That was their Psicha for the Talmidim in order to enter into this world called Maseches Megillah and Chag HaPurim. Of course, it connects with the fact that Mordechai's name, the Gemara says, is Psachia, to make a Psicha. So the Megillah needs a Psicha. So there are about 13 or so Psichas that the Gemara gives. And you would think that this sugya is purely agadic. There's nothing halachic to it at all. Because what could be so halachadic about a psicha, right? Oh, it's interesting, and let's make our way through this inyan a little bit, that the Rambam, at the end of the mitzvahs leisaseh, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he explains that on top of the 613 mitzvahs, there are also mitzvahs derabanan. The Rambam writes, when he explains the inyan of Lo Yisasar, Yesh mitzvahs acherus shenitzchachu acher matan Torah. There are other mitzvahs that the Chachamim were koveya, the Nevi'im, upashtu b'kol Yisrael kagon, mikrin Megillah, v'ner Chanukah, v'chule v'chule. And then he writes, why it's not a violation of Lo Yisasar. And then he goes out of his way to explain, seemingly, why it is we read the Megillah on Purim, out of character of the Rambam. And he writes, "V'tzivu likras haMegillah ba'ayinasa," and they taught us, they commanded us to read the Megillah in its time, "Kidei lahazkir shvachav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'teshuas sha'asa lanu," to remember the nisim, the shvachim, the yeshuas that Hashem did for us, "V'haya karav l'shavaseinu," and that he was close to our cries, "Kidei lebaruchu u'lahalalai," to give him bracha and halal, and to let it be known to future generations that it's emes what the Torah tells us. That's what the Rambam writes. And as you'll see, at the end of the first parak, Rav Masna Omar, Rav Masna said, Rav Masna was Pasach Pischa Lahai Parsha. He opened up the Pasach of Maseches Megillah with this very Pasach the Rambam brings here. That the whole inyan of the Megillah is to teach us this yisod. Now, does this sound familiar, this lashon of the Rambam? Let me read it one more time. Uchdei lo haidia uteshuos she'asa lanu. Uchdei lo haidia l'dayres haba'im she'emes mashiv tichanu b'tayra. Umi goy gadol asher alokim krevi me'lov. Does this not sound like Shoshana Tziyakov, Salav Samecha? Teshuosam hayisa l'natzach. Listen to the Rambam again. Uteshuos she'asalanu. Yeah? Chu'asam ha'yisalanatzach. Teshuos asalanu. And then the Rambam uses that big word that we love so much. Lahaydiya. Lahaydiya. Ladayres habayim. Masha emes. Masha ktichanu batayra. Mi goy gadol. It would seem from Shoshana Tziyakov, and it would seem from the Rambam, and you know, every word of the Rambam is halacha, that although we have 13 Pesachs, Lahai Parashasa, is the Rambam paskening? I don't know if you could say that he's paskening, but he's certainly leaning towards this Pesach of This is the Yisod of the Megillah. Now, where do you see this Yisod in the Megillah? This very big idea. What's interesting is that in the Lashon of the Medrash itself, this is what you have to love the Medrash, because it gives us the background and all the little bits and pieces to which we would love to know. Behind the scenes is the conversation which are taking place between the characters, so to speak, in the Megillah. When Haman proposed to Ahasuerus to wipe out the Jewish people, so Ahasuerus was not so quick. He gathered all of his advisors and he said, "What do you think to wipe out this nation?" And this was their response. This is their response. He said, "Amru lon kulam b'vachasas." They all jumped down his throat and they said, "Mihu zeve ezehu." Interesting, they used that lashon. "Ashemalo v'libos lasos kein v'roitzel lahashach v'dover zeh." How dare you? Are you crazy to lay a hand on the Jewish people? Don't you know that the world was created for Klal Yisrael? Ve'ein uma kroiva l'Kadosh Baruch Hu el Yisrael. This is the only nation which is close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, Kashem Elokeinu b'chol kareinu ilav. Which is the pasuk from the Gemara of Masna, which is the lashon of the Rambam, the Lohaydia. And this is what the advisors of Ahasuerus say to Ahasuerus. You have to be insane to think to lay a hand against the Jewish people. Don't you know Jewish history? And then the Medrash goes on to say that he was ready to listen to them. Miyad Amar Lai Haman, but then Haman got up and he said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Kfar Zakin, you know, Yochel Lassus Klam HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already an old God. He can't do anything anymore. Look what happened. Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and Klai Yisrael's and Golis are scattered throughout the nations. Lo Yiraya, V'lo Yavina Lekei Yaakov. Kevin Sha'amar Lahem Ken Kenyan Azem, Miyad Kiblu Devara, V'hiskimu Daitam Lakalas Yisrael V'Kasvi Geres V'Chasvus." After that, Haman was a very good speaker. He was very convincing. Ahasuerus and all the advisors, they went along with Haman's plan. But the original response to this idea was, this is an insanity. Mi goy gadol, asher lokim kovim lev, kai v'shem alokim b'chol kareinu ilav. That's the pasuk, which they told Ahasuerus to try to reason with him, not to touch the Jewish people. So it certainly is at the essence of what the Nesu Purim is all about. How so? How do we see in the Megillah? So the Sasemis brings from the Manas HaLevi, who is the Shlomo Al-Kavitz, the Manas HaLevi. It's not just the author of the Chadoidi, he was the Gevaldik Talmud Chacham and also a Mekubal, as you could see from the Chadoidi. So he says that the reason why this is the root of the Nesu of the Megillah is because Gemara in Rosh Hashanah makes the following kasha, the following steer. On the one hand, the pasuk says, "Dir Shu Hashem Behimatzai Karubi Oisei Karoi," which is mashma, that only at certain times you can call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu and He'll save you. Here we have another pasuk, which is what we just said before. "B'chol Kareinu Eilav." Anytime you call out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, He's going to listen to you. So the Gemara asks a steer. So the Gemara infers, and it says, "Kam B'yachid, Kam B'rabim." There are times of the year that even the Yachid is answered, and that's when? Aseres Yimei Tshuva. But throughout the rest of the year, if a tzibur does tshuva, if a tzibur turns to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but tshuva tefillah tzedakah, Kadosh Baruch Hu makabel at any time of the year. So says the Manas HaLevi, that's what the Gemara is referring to. When Rav Masna says he was Paseach Pesach Lahai Parshasa, his psicha was this pasuk, because he's telling you that this pasuk is exactly what happened. That Mordechai and Esther rallied the troops together, Lech Knas Kol HaYehudim, and there was a public tshuva. There was a tshuva shel tzibur, shel rabim, and of course, it was Mo'ira, the king of that pasuk of Migoy Gadol Hashem Elokim. That's what the Manas HaLevi says. So you can point out that not only was the latter part the tshuva b'tzibur niskai, but you can even say that the inyan of Dirsho Hashem b'matzo was also niskai. And how is that? That's based on the Yaris Tavash. We understand Eibshitz writes that the 180-day party which took place in the beginning of the Megillah was from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until Rosh Hashanah. 180 days, 6 months. And the next 7 days took place from the 3rd of Tishrei until Yom Kippur. The very last day of the party was Yom Kippur. And this has a lot of significance. We've spoken about it Shabbos morning, and hopefully this year some other additions to that in Mitzvah Shem. But the very last Makkah B'Patish that Ahasuerus wanted to do to Klal Yisrael was on Yom Kippur. Now everybody went to the Sud of Ahasuerus. There was only one person who did not, and that was Mordechai. But it's mashma that the Sanhedrin themselves went. Not because they were interested, but because they felt that they should show good intentions and good feelings towards the Malchus of Ahasuerus. Of course, they weren't going to eat anything, but to the Suda they went. But Mordechai did not go. What was Mordechai? Everybody may have been by the Suda, but Mordechai was Mekayim Yom Kippur like every other year. He was in Shul, he probably had his Talmidim and he had a minyan, but most of the people in Shushan were at the party. So Memela, Mordechai was a Yachid amongst the Rabbim. And that's really what the Medrash is alluding to when the Medrash says, Ish Yehudi Haya B'Shushan. Al Tikri Ish Yehudi, Ela Ish Yechidi. Like the Gemara says, Kan Be Yachid, Kan Be Rabin. What Ish Yechidi implies is that Mordechai was a Yochid on Yom Kippur. But what's the Inyan of Yom Kippur? Dir Shu Hashem Yomatzav, Kriyu B'Sokarov, that there's a Segula that even if you're not a Tzibur, your Tshuva is Niskabel, even as a Yochid on Yom Kippur. And that's what Mordechai did. He said, I'm a Yochid, I'm not the Rabbin, but I know what's right. I'm going to Shul, I'm going to fast, I'm not going to have any part in this. I'm going to do Tshuva, and the Tshuva's Yochid was Niskabel on behalf of all of Klai Yisrael. So immediately you can see from this Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that the Tshuva's HaTzibur was Niskayim. Later on with Mordechai and Esther and rallying the Tzibur, that's Rav Masna's Pesach. But even the Gemara which he refers to, Dirshu Hashem Bihi Matzoi, that was Mordechai's tshuva in the beginning of the Megillah, which is why Dirshu Hashem Bihi Matzoi is Merumas to Mordechai, because it says, Mordechai is what? Doirish Toiv La'amai. Doirish Toiv La'amai, that's Dirshu Hashem Bihi Matzoi. Then in Yom Kippurim, he was able to be Mo'ayri, the tshuva, initially, which later on sparked the greater tshuva for Klai Yisrael. One last addition. The Sfas Emes, when he explains Chuasim HaYisrael Lanetzach, he writes in Purim Tov Samach Aleph, Chuasim HaYisrael Lanetzach, Shehayi Yeshua B'zman HaHesed HaChazek Kol HaDayis HaShalom. There's such a great chizik from this nais that all future generations could take chizik from. Lo Haydiya Shekol Koyvecha Lo Yivayshu Afilo Oysim She'inim Vroim Mekomach HaMachiz Magadosh Baruch Hu Lo Oylem Lo Yivayshu. Even Yechidim, even if they're not worthy, if they take refuge in Hashem, he'll save them. As it says, Chizku v'yamas levavchem echel Hashem. And then he adds, Perish afilu misha'eno roi. Even a person who is not roi, he has a Yeshua in Purim. How do you make sense out of this? Because we had said before, the whole Indian of Lohaydi Ashakal Kevachal Yevayishu means that which the Bandas HaLevi says, that at Tzibur, who does tshuva, in the Mela they have a Yeshua. But the Sasam seems to be saying that if you take a look at the Lashon of Lohaydiya Sheko Koybecho Layivoyshi Velikumul Anasako Lachaysim Bach, Mashri, even a Yochid. And even if he doesn't do tshuva, even if he's just Koybek Barakarish Bechu, he's Chayz of Gadish Bechu, he'll also be okay. So how do we coincide that, this Lohaydiya, which seemed to be what the Rambam was saying, with the Pasuk of Rav Nasna? Sasam seems to be stretching this too far. So perhaps you could say like this. The Rishoner once said, based on Tikkuni Zohar, Tikkuni Zohar says, Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippurim means that Yom Kippur is like Purim, the day which is Kippurim. So in fact, the Rishoner, which is greater? If Yom Kippur is like Purim, is Yom Kippur greater than Purim or Purim greater than Yom Kippur? So said the Rishoner, I say that Purim is greater than Yom Kippur. Because you only compare a katan to a gadol. So if you're saying that Yom Kippur is like Purim, that must mean that Purim is greater than Yom Kippur. So how is Purim greater than Yom Kippur? So says the Rishoner, Yom Kippur is mechaper, only Lashavan. That's how we pass him. Machlokas Rabbanan and Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Is Yom Kippur Mechaper Lashavim only, or Afilu L'Sheinam Shavim? And we pass him like the Chachamim, that's the Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Tshuva. Only Lashavim, says the Rishoner, on Purim, and I'm adding words to explain the Rishoner, on Purim itself, we pass him like a Bihuda Nasi. Afilu L'Sheinam Shavim. That's the word. So this Makor, this side is Nesgala in Sifrei Chassidus, Sifrei Kabbalah in the Zohar HaKadosh, that although in the Niglas HaTorah, we see from the Gemara that it has to be a tshuva with Yeshav, that's the idea. That's Rav Masna. But from a deeper perspective, if you go into the Seidus HaTorah, there's a Pesach, there's an Olam which is Nesgala, the world of Rabbeinu HaKadosh of Yom Kippur, which is Nidche, but on Purim it comes alive, Afilu La'enam Shav. Not just the Tzibur, because that din is not talking about a Tzibur. It's talking about Yechidim She'inam Shavim, where there's an opinion of Yehuda HaNasi, and it comes to life. It comes to life on Purim, and in that vein, Purim is greater than Yom Kippur. Not in Kedushas HaYoyim, but there's an aspect that, from the Zohar Kodesh perspective, which makes Purim greater, even in Yom HaKippur. And perhaps you could bring even a raya from Haman HaRasha, and this is a drasha, not to be Mayrachim, but we spoke about in years ago. The very famous Torah from the Chassam Sefer, really a Talmud of Chassam Sefer, maybe even his son. But you know that Haman was a Yid, right? You know that? Right? We all know that. Because the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Megillah says, "Hi gid lehem asher hu Yehudi." But Haman didn't bow down because he said that he was a Yehudi, right? And Haman was upset, Haman was bechema, because he said he was a Yehudi. So the mashmos of the pasuk gets mashma that Haman was a Yehudi. How could that be? So the Shir Lamayim, which is I think it's the son of the Chassam Sefer, he says that really, if you look at the Gemara says that Mordechai and Haman had an old relationship. Who was Haman to Mordechai? He was his eved. He was an eved Kanani, then he's a yid. Because you have to dunk into the mikvah, give him a milah. So far, Haman is a yid. And that's what he says Haman was so enraged about. He wasn't so upset the fact that Mordechai didn't bow down to him. He gave him as a Yehudi. That's why he was upset. He was going around saying big Lashon Hara about him. That he's a yid. Couldn't be slave of that more than anything. That he should save Adam that he's a yid. He's an Amalek. He's not a yid. But Rabbi see, you know, every single yid has a Yeshua. Has to have Yeshua. That's Netzach. Purim is the sphere of Netzach. Netzach Yisrael lo yishake. B'nei Haman v'lam l'torah b'nei brak. But Haman himself has a Yeshua because he's a yid. And this emerges again from Seder Satayra. Because what does that read? How does he explain Ad lo yada? Ad lo yada bin or Haman the Baruch Mardechai means until you say what? Baruch Haman. That's what the Arizal says. Yeah, of course, he has a way out of Pikabola to explain it. But Ad lo yada has to take you to a place that you say Baruch Haman. How should you say Baruch Haman? How could you say such a thing? Only Baruchim is a yid. There it says that Haman is a yid. And if he's a yid, Lamaisa is a Yeshua. So if Haman has a Yeshua and he wasn't even a Shavim, he's at least, Kaivecha la Yevoshua, at the very least. But he's a Yachid. And if you can make a Kavachomer from Haman, that at least something is going to come from him, maybe him not himself, he's in a big Gehenna probably. But his children have Yeshua, and there's a Nitzchias for him. If there's a Nitzchias for him, then Kavachomer for every single yid, even if he's not Shavim. Those are the words of the Tzvas Emes. Chuasam ha'isa lanatzach, there's a Nitzchias that every single Yachid has. And that's Rav Maschil's Pesach Lahai Parshasa, to see that every single year, that's what's called Takfa Shal Haman. Learn the story of Haman HaRasha from the Megillah. Learn that story. So with the Rechem, as we said before, according to the Manas Halevi, and we'll conclude with this, which is a couple of gematrias, but the Manas Halevi had said that the side of the Megillah of Rav Masna, B'chol Kareinu Eilav, is that Chuvas HaRabim that Klai Yisrael did, which is Ma'ere, the Pasuk of Rav Masna. Migoy Gadol. After those 3 days of Tshuva Saravim, when Esther comes in, Esther and Achashverosh, the Shavit comes down, and the Shavit is the way of saying, Amakabo. That's a Lehaidia. That Shavit is a Lehaidia. So Shavit is 521. That's Gematria. But that Shavit was between Achashverosh and Esther. So Achashverosh and Esther is gematria lahaidia shekol kaivecha laivoshi v'lo yikamu lanatzach kol hachoisin. Shkoyach.